Okay, I'm here with Diane Dupuy, and I am going to put her entire biography in the description of the podcast for everybody to read. But in just a really quick nutshell, Diane lives in Saskatchewan, and she is a senior marketing director at World Financial Group and loves helping people with their personal and professional development. Her energy is contagious, and she wants to help anybody she can create a life they really love. How are you, Diane?
Doing great, thanks. How are you today?
Good. I'm excited because this is a brand new podcast and I've just been following my intuition on people that I feel like I'm attracted to their energy and their personality. And you're just awesome. I love watching your videos. And so thank you for being here. I know you're a busy lady and I really do appreciate you doing this with me.
Absolutely.
So there are two videos that for me, I thought would really be a good kickoff to this. The first one that I watched of yours that was really captivating was you describing how you went to school to be a chef because you loved cooking. Mm. And that seemed like the natural smart thing to do because you had this joy for cooking.
Yeah.
And after some time in that industry, you realized, no, there's more. Do you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, that was an impactful video for me as well, because actually I went to school to cook because it's actually all I thought I was smart enough to do. Yeah, absolutely. I really wanted to study kinesiology. I've always had interest in fitness and health. And in high school, I was overweight. I had no self-esteem. I didn't really have the support. I grew up in a family where you work hard physically. That is mm-hmm. success. And we're not... you know, it wasn't directly told to me, but our family is workers, right?
Yeah.
And it's not that they wouldn't have supported me to go to university, but I didn't have the belief in myself that kind of carried through our family. So my family was mostly in retail and food, and just thought, well, I like food, I like to eat. You only need a grade 10 to get in. Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go. Yes. Yeah. And that's part of that limiting belief, right? Because we grow up with these, and not by anybody's fault or no wrong or bad intent. It's just what we know to be normal or common or what we assume we're supposed to do too. So I find it fascinating that you had a feeling for yourself, not something you were taught. You had a feeling that there was more. Mm. And good for you for doing that. And just a side note, you said you were overweight and now you're like this big fitness, like you're a fitness buff. Good for you, because that would be doing something right out of your comfort zone as well, starting something like that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. But as I started learning and growing and getting to know myself and my self-worth and realizing, you know, I'm allowed to have the body I want. I'm good enough to go and get all the things that I want in life. Everything changed.
And then your second video, which is right up my alley. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I wish this shocked me, but it doesn't. Was when you switched into sales after working in the food industry and your manager told you, I'm successful, you are not. And basically he's not going to be helping you out. Was that your first day at that place?
Yeah, dude, it was in the first week for sure.
First week.
Yeah. When you're at my level, then I will speak to you. And I knew inside this couldn't be right, but I didn't know any different. I hadn't done sales before. I just stepped into a new industry because I wanted to learn something else. Of course, now this is 15 years later, I slipped into the financial industry. And it's funny because I actually sat down with one of my mentors on Friday and I told him the story and he almost fell off his chair. He couldn't believe it. He spent 45 minutes with me, helping me grow my business, you know, coaching me. This guy makes $3 million a year. I can guarantee that manager didn't make that much money. And
exactly.
You would never know, right? This amazing person was willing to take the time and help me grow. And that's in my video. What I want to get across is there are people out there willing to help you. And that's how you're supposed to grow. How else are you going to learn? You can skip so much time in your own personal growth if you can find somebody who already has what you want and then model them.
And why do you think that is? Why does he want to take the time to do that with you?
Well, he said many times that people took the time to show him the way. And so now you got to give it back. That's just how it works.
Oh. Yeah. So you'll see in some of my posts quite often on Instagram, I think I just put it up recently and it says great leaders develop great leaders. That's what they do. we want to give that back. We want people to succeed. When we're really in leadership for the right reasons, it's not about power and ego. We want other people to see their potential.
Yeah. And,
so Diane, you have a team of people, like you, do you still do recruiting too? Yep. I'm just trying to understand what it is you do. Maybe you can tell a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So I'm a broker in the financial industry and I recruit and train people. So I actually, my journey started from TikTok. I met a gentleman on TikTok and was getting to know him. He's a motivational speaker in Ottawa. And so I wanted to pick his brain. It's something that I wanted to do more of. And so then I went over to Facebook to add him there so that we could just chat more. And he wasn't on Facebook, but I ran into someone else with the same name who was living this life that blew my mind. He was free. He was happy. He was giving back. That's what I wanted to do. I reached out to him. I said, I don't know what your business is. Tell me more about it. I want to do that. He took me under his wing 2 years ago and my life has never been the same.
Yeah. So this wasn't actually the original guy?
No, someone else. Oh. It's wild. We were meant to meet. And it's funny because I actually became a client of the company a couple months before. So it just kept coming up, but I wasn't catching the hints. And he let me know because I am in coaching. This is where you can impact people. This is where you can coach. And so that's why I recruit. I recruit to help people change their lives in the financial industry. So, you know, what a great way to learn self-belief, confidence, make money, help people, give back. I'm very passionate about helping people make money. Like a single mom who's struggling all of a sudden gets a $2,000 paycheck because she helped someone else get better insurance and investments. Like it doesn't get better than that.
I love this story because I always try to teach that everything that's happening is happening for us. The worst things are still giving us something. If you follow the breadcrumbs, sometimes it takes you down a path that is different than what you expected, and it may feel like the wrong thing. And then you look back and you're like, oh my God, if I hadn't chased this, this wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have met this person. And now here I am. That Steve Jobs quote where you connect the dots backwards, that's exactly this that you're describing. You can look back and go, okay, if I didn't find him, I would have found this guy. Really kind of by accident, but not. It's really interesting.
It's so cool. Well, I was just curious, where did you find that? Like, where did you give yourself permission in your life to be you?
This is a sad story, so we won't go too deep into this, but had like bad relationship, bad job, not happy, living this life that felt so out of alignment with who I am. I went into a really bad depression. It's the only time in my life I've ever had that, but I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. It was a year, almost 2 years of hell.
Yeah.
So during that time, I had to do some digging, real digging into why my life felt so off track. I was just in my late 20s and I was like, this is not where I thought I would be. Right. I'm unhappy. I'm not walking in integrity. I'm not being me. Like I'm allowing somebody to treat me like crap. Why am I doing all of this? Yeah. So it was that digging in. It was a lot of spiritual work, a lot of reading, a lot of really like time alone in the quiet, figuring it out. And then I was like, no, every day from now on, I'm going to do one positive thing. But every day I did one thing and I kept doing that. And then I would do two things and then three things. So it was that. It was real time alone, like no distractions, doing the work.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Tell me how, like you as a mentor, or trainer, or a leader for these people, what are your kind of core values that you bring to the table with them?
Ooh, I love that. Integrity and honesty, number one, and sincerity and genuine. And I think that's why I have such an incredible team, and you really attract who you are as well, right? And those would be my big ones, and making a difference and impacting people. So important. I always want to work with people who want to do the right thing and make a difference.
That integrity for me, when I train people, that is my number one core value.
Agreed.
At my core. So I love that you're bringing that to the table. Thank you. For the people that you train, are you having like ongoing conversations with them, or is it more formal where it's like certain meetings once a week, once a month? How do you communicate with them?
Yeah. So it depends, because we have people in all stages in business. Some people are part-time, some people are full-time, some people, you know, want to go all in and completely change their entire life. And so conversations kind of depend on their goals, right? So someone who's part-time, I maybe talk to a couple times a week. We have meetings here and there. Someone who's really working hard to do something different, we talk daily. My mentor, we were probably on the phone 5 times a day for the last 2 years. Yeah. And I always just think, hey, what would he do? And that's what I take to my team. So depends on their goals, but we've got weekly meetings. We've got one tonight, and we share good news and, you know, the leaderboards. We've got a contest going this month. This is a lot of fun, and just really keeping the excitement in the community. And we meet once a month to bowling last month. And we'll have like a little potluck. And
oh, like a fun thing?
Oh yeah, we have a great time. We're really a family. We went to Banff last weekend. We had a big conference there that was just awesome, and got to hang out and spend 9 hours in a car together. Just, yeah, it's really like an extended family.
Mm-hmm. And that having fun together, like, seems obvious that if you're running a business, you would want people to have fun who work with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's missed out there. It's done in this really like uncomfortable team building way that makes people have anxiety, and it's not real fun. I love hearing that you guys make a point. It's intentional going out and having a good time together.
Yeah.
We miss this in organizations.
Our business really is a lifestyle. It's a whole package. It's family, relationships, serving, helping. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, when you do all the things right, you get paid for it. And it's awesome.
Yeah. You do all the things right and get paid for it. That doesn't get much better than that.
It really doesn't.
Yeah. So I'm guessing your turnover is low because of your values. Am I right or wrong? I don't know this. Yeah. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I mean, I have only been in the industry 2 years. I've actually been licensed 2 years. Yeah. So I made senior partner and blew past my income. I worked my whole life to create very condensed time, because I would say a lot to do with my mindset for sure and my drive. Yeah. And so, yes, it's been awesome. And I do see that in the future, having a very good group that's going to stick around for a long time. If you help people grow their lives and change and be better, why would they ever want to leave, right?
Yeah. They feel cared for and they feel like they belong. And I repeat that message all the time. People want to feel like what they do matters. And the things you're describing tell me you get that. Yeah. And they want to know they belong. These aren't complicated, but we miss those in a lot of organizations. We miss making those a priority. So I'm excited for the people that get to train under you.
I have to add, I'm still growing too. I'm still like a little baby in the industry. And so lots of times I have to ask for forgiveness, because I will do or say something that isn't amazing. And actually, I think you had a video about it once. It made me feel so good, because I'm someone who I'm like, okay, I made a mistake. I'm really sorry. Can you just hang tight with me while I grow through this as well? And thank you for still being here.
Oh, so good. And you have no idea the impact of owning your own mistakes. I just said this to a company I was working with. They feel, they've kind of been taught really, that as a leader, you don't admit when you screw up. Like, you go fix it, you keep it quiet, you move on. I'm like, oh, hell no, that is not okay. Instantly you tell your team, I screwed up, I made a mistake, I shouldn't have done this. You are instantly humanized to them. And now they feel comfortable if they make a mistake, they can come forward and say, I screwed up. If you cover up and you're like on this higher level than them, you don't make it possible for them to own their stuff. And then little tiny things grow into these huge problems, where if they would have just come to you when it was little, it wouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah.
So thank God you're doing that. And you're modeling that behavior for everybody else. Really good, Diane.
Yeah, we're all here to grow. Yeah.
And I love that this trainer mentor of yours, when you said I could talk to him like 5 times a day, he makes himself so available to you.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's just so great to have that relationship.
Oh, my gosh. So what else about him has made this such a good experience for you as somebody new in the industry? Because he's your leader. He's your mentor.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's very direct. He's not afraid to tell me the things I don't want to hear. I'll be honest. There's a few times where I was like so mad at him. And then I would be like, why am I so angry? And I'd think to myself, oh, because I know I'm supposed to be doing what he's telling me to do. So I've had to like come back. I hear what you're saying now. And also, he's a really great balance of, you know, pushing my potential and, you know, to put in the work and do the things. But also, he's the one person that will tell me, "Kay, die. Take a break. Go take care of yourself today. You need this." Him and his wife would be the first people in my life who have ever really given me the permission to be myself, I felt like. I only hope to become leaders as incredible as they are.
To work in an industry and work with people who want you to be you, freedom on that level to just be you is incredible, really incredible. And the other part of what you said I don't want to let go of is the fact that him and his wife will tell you to take care of yourself today. Go take care of yourself. Like, I want to say that's love. And I don't mean that in any romantic, unprofessional way. That is just love for their people. Like, actually love for you. That's huge for owners to model that kind of behavior.
Oh, yeah. I had to learn that. Yeah, I never would give myself permission.
Now that you do give yourself permission to make time for you, how has that actually helped you professionally?
Oh, well, I can definitely see that I perform better after I take a break. It's still a work in progress, though, because I'll go. And then I'm like, what's wrong with me? Oh, I'm burnt out. Yeah. And then even to take that day off is a lot of work in my mind to be okay with that, right?
But hard for people to understand that, because when we love what we do, it's harder to actually take a day off because we know we've got all this work and we love it and we want to get more done. It's challenging to find that balance. So are you helping the people you train? Are you sharing some of those stories with them about the importance of taking care of themselves?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I've got a great group, a very diverse group of people that, you know, want to work hard and give, but also very spiritual. They probably help me in that way too, to chill out a little bit, because I'm kind of a balance of both, like logic, direct, you know, work hard, and spiritual, attract, let it flow, let it come in. And we've got people kind of on both sides, which just brings such a nice balance to the team. It's so beautiful.
Yes. I have those two parts with me too. Like, I can go so hard that I forget to get out of my own way sometimes and just like allow things to come in.
It's just so much more fun when you let it in, when it just flows, when you get into that vibe.
And it is a flow. It's funny how often, like, I've been trying to figure something out and I can't get it. So I'm like, trying so hard. As soon as I'm like this, I'm putting this away for a bit. I'm done with it. The answer comes. Like, if I put this out of my head, the answer shows up like within a day or two. I'm like, oh, are you kidding? Because I stopped fighting the current so hard, like allowed things to just happen. It's amazing to me when that happens.
It's so good. I always kind of joke, and I did some training here a little while ago, and then I showed my cash flow for the last year. And there was a couple of months, there was actually a month where I made negative $20. Yeah, you could literally see what was going through my mind month after month after month by looking at my cash flow. And in that month, I had completely went sideways in my mindset, fear, lack, scarcity, and boom, look what happened. And then the next month, it was May 1st, well, like the end of April, May 1st, I said, that's not happening ever again. So what I decided was I was just going to bring the best version of me. I'm going to have the best whole month of my entire life in May. And so I thought, okay, what does that look like? And to me, that looked like bringing the best version of myself, you know, snapping out of whatever challenge happens, see it as growth, get excited. Actually, I would literally get excited for every like crappy thing that would happen. I would like celebrate my mentor. I'd call him. I'd be laugh crying. I'd be like, this is so awesome. I just love that this is happening. And every single day I would just vibe. And I knew that if I was vibing high, I was going to attract greatness. And I made 20 grand the next month.
Yeah. See,
I just let it happen.
You did, but you didn't.
Yes.
Very right. It's hard because I know there's so much about manifestation, and I've done law of attraction works. I read that stuff when nobody was reading that stuff. There was no internet.
Yeah.
My mom, God bless the woman. I have no idea how she knew this, but I'm not joking. I was 10 years old. My mom was writing affirmations on the fridge, and we thought she was crazy. She had a Wheel of Fortune, she called it, with Monopoly money on it and all this stuff. That's a vision board, but nobody knew that. then. Like, so I grew up with these principles, didn't understand them. Of course, you're a kid thinking your mom's hilarious. Like, we didn't buy into it.
That is so cool. Like, I just had a conversation with my daughter, and she actually kind of came at me pretty harshly the other day. I was teaching her how to anchor some really great feelings, right? So you can go back and grab them and get fired up.
Yeah.
And she called me to tell me how stupid that was and it wasn't real and that I'm crazy.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, well, you know, eventually she'll get it. You know, you do your best, right?
Let yourself know right now and trust that she is going to resist that right now for many reasons. She doesn't have the wisdom you have, and you're her mom. She's your daughter. That's a recipe for sometimes that banging heads, right? So keep planting the seeds, because my mom ignored us when we were saying that was stupid. She just did it anyway.
Yeah.
She was right. I just didn't have the wisdom.
Well, sure. It seems kooky. Like, what the heck? I remember the day I heard about the book, The Secret. I was like 23 years old, and someone came up to work. She's like, Diane, there's this book, and when you read it, you can create anything with your thoughts. And I'm like, I need this book. This sounds incredible. And like 2 days later was my birthday. Oh, my 25th birthday. And my dad sent me the book. And inside it said, you're my angel. And in reading the book, I realized too, geez, I've been manifesting things my whole entire life. This is so cool.
Yes. Yeah. But it's action. And I think that's where it gets lost. You cannot sit in a room all day writing out affirmations and picturing a great life. You have to move.
Yeah.
You have to take action. Yeah. So you will create your reality. And I do believe if you allow things to flow in, the right things will flow in. Your mindset is 100% important for sure.
And when you are taking the actions, you're able to create that certainty in your mind. It's going to happen.
There it is. Right? There's lots of false stuff out there, and people buy into the woohoo part where they think, I'm just going to sit and manifest. If you don't go do, all those opportunities are going to go right by you because you're not moving towards them. You're not allowing room for that stuff to come to you. So it's a twofold. And if you don't have the right mindset, I do think that's harmful and it won't help you get to those things, but it's mindset and action.
Yeah.
So when you had it also, I think it was in that same video about wanting to make a bigger impact.
Mm.
So now in this role, and I know you're new in this industry, but what is this impact for you that you want to make on others? What's the impact, like a legacy you want to leave for?
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. This time where I was rock bottom, you know, in that depression state, I remember sitting on the couch feeling so alone. I felt alone. I felt helpless. I felt lost. I felt there was no way out. And somehow, somewhere, I caught on to something. I believe it was on social media that gave me a spark of hope. And I thought, okay, what if I just start doing something different? And then I just, you know, slowly started kind of reaching for the next best thing, the next best thing. And then I started to get better and things started to get clearer. And then I started to realize, okay, I'm not the only person sitting on that couch in the dark all alone.
I was on that couch just years before you, but yes. What's that?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so that's what I want to do. I want one person each day. I mean, more is great, but at least minimum one person each day to just look and see, hey, she did it. I can do it.
Oh, it's so good. And there is risk attached, right? Like, you gave up a secure job, did you not? To like move industries.
Yeah, I had a great job. I got paid well. I had great pension, great benefits. My kids think I'm crazy. And so it's like, you know, when you have those goals and then you have the obstacles to help you grow, I don't understand quite yet. I feel like I have a bigger calling than I maybe even realized. I just have true faith and I believe in myself, and I know that I do the right thing all the time. And I believe that, you know, it always comes back around. We're all on our own journey. We're not going to always love every part of it.
Nope. But you took a leap. And I think all great success stories, happiness stories, have a leap in there. I just believe that to my core.
Doesn't it feel selfish at times to be chasing, you know, your dreams, right? I feel it all the time. I'm like, maybe I should just have, and I thought this was yesterday, maybe I should just go have a 9-to-5 job and be home on the weekends and not work so much. And, you know, maybe mm-hmm. my kids will understand. I don't know, but I wouldn't be happy. And how do you ever show your kids that they can do anything and that they can go have whatever they want if you don't go get it?
Exactly. You have to model that to them. Yes, I agree with you. Yeah. So good for you for taking a leap, taking a chance, creating this life for yourself. And you are making an impact. We wouldn't be sitting here if you weren't. I didn't know you. We don't know each other. So your videos made an impact. Your energy it's so beautiful. It's the best way I can put it. Like, you're beautiful outside and in, but all of that comes through. You love what you do and your energy is amazing. So I really hope people will take the time and go watch those because it's inspiring.
Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate it. Welcome. Yeah.
So until next time, remember, be that leader, the one who empowers, connects, inspires.